来攻读圣经主的话语。
Let's ask the brethren read the word of the Lord.
我们一起先来读中文，再来读英文。
First reading Chinese and then in English.
请马太福音19:13-14节。那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告，门徒就责备那些人。耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。 Matthew chapter 19 verse 13 and 14. Then little children were brought to him that he might put his hand on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Please be seated.
特别祝福每一位攻读他话语的人。And God had his blessing to his word.
今天的题目是一个问题。
This topic is a question.
天国的子民到底是什么样？
The kingdom of heaven belongs to whom?
我们圣诞的季节来到了。
We've come to the Christmas season.
普世欢腾，救主降生。
Joy to the world, the Savior is born.
我们知道马槽的婴孩是为我们来到世间。
We know that the baby in the manger came into the world for us.
使世人得与父神和好。
Such that the world could reconcile with the Father.
重做天国的子民。
And become children of heaven.
刚才我们读到的圣经，主耶稣更亲自启示了我们，天国的子民到底是什么样的。
And in the passage we just read, Jesus also reveals to us who the kingdom of heaven belongs to.
我们要回转变成小孩子的样式。
We need to return and become as young children again.
感谢神，刚才我们的小朋友们和我们一同来唱诗敬拜我们的主。
Praise Lord, just now the young children were able to worship God together with us.
我们没有拦阻他们来到神的面前。
And we didn't keep them from coming before the Lord.
反而我们看到我们的小朋友们好可爱。
Instead, we found that they really were very cute.
即使我们在一些敬拜当中，小朋友们有一些欢喜的 noise.
Even when worshiping together, they did make some joyful noises.
我们这些大人们，我们一定能够包含，对不对，弟兄姊妹们
？I'm sure we as adults are able to forgive them, this, can we not?
感谢赞美主。
Praise Lord.
你知道小朋友啊，好可爱。
Your young children really are very cute.
他们的这个祷告呢，也很纯真。
Their prayers are also very pure and real.
那给大家来分享一些小朋友来到神面前的这个祷告。
I'd like to share a few prayers that young children pray.
这是有一位小朋友啊，我们这都有英文，但是。因为小朋友是用英文祷告的，我们翻译成中文，好吧
？Here are a few prayers. They're in English. We'll translate them into Chinese.
他说：“亲爱的神啊
，Dear Lord，
我就用中文就好了哈。
Yeah.
说谢谢你给了我一个这个小弟弟baby brother， 但是呢，我要求的是要一个狗狗啊。下面哈，这个他说亲爱的神啊，这个。”你爱世界上所有的人一定是非常非常 super hard 的一件事情，很难的一件事情。为什么呢？因为特别你看我这个弟弟哈，我真的不知道你是怎么爱他的。继续来哈。他说这个亲爱的神啊，我特别喜欢的就是圣诞节，我马上要过圣诞节，还有就是什么复活节。然后你能不能够在这两个节日之间你再多造一个呀，因为现在这两个之间什么都没有啊，很 boring。再看一个他说哎呀天的神啊，你真的就把长颈鹿造成那个样子，还是你造的时候一下子出错了就造成这个样子的。下面他说哎呀神啊，我跟我爸爸妈妈去参加一个婚礼，然后他们就在大家面前在那里 kiss 哎，这个是 OK 的吗？可以的吗？他说天的神啊，这个 Pastor Dan 这个丹牧师真的是你的朋友呢，还是只是跟你有工作关系？他说亲爱的神啊，求你来照顾我的爸爸、我的妈妈、我的姐姐、我的兄弟、我的狗还有我。不要忘了你要照顾好你自己。如果要是你有什么三长两短啊，那我们大家可都惨了。小朋友们他们的祷告都非常的 可爱，很天真，很率直。那我们的主耶稣2000年以前也是成为一个婴孩来到世界。
2000 years ago, our Lord also came to earth as a child.
但是在我们这样一个很欢乐祥和的时候，我要跟大家提醒一件事情。
But in this time of joy and celebration, I still need to remind everyone of something.
我们都喜欢圣诞节。
We all like Christmas.
但是一想到神那严厉公义的一面，我们就有一点点的自觉不自觉的回避。
But as soon as we begin to speak of the serious and just side of God, then we start to want to avoid this topic a little bit.
你知道吗？实际上，圣经福音书当中也有讲过耶稣有生气的时候。
In the Gospels, there's at least three times when it speaks of Jesus becoming angry.
考考大家。
So I'd like to test everyone.
我们说我们读经要很认真。
We say that when we read the Bible, we want to be very serious about it.
那么我们大家有记不记得圣经当中什么时候讲耶稣生气？
Now can we remember when did it speak of Jesus becoming angry?
哎，洁净圣殿的时候啊，洁净圣殿的时候，我们晓得从那个上下文那个 text 啊，我们清楚知道耶稣基督有生气。约翰福音2:15-16，那你说耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，到处兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子，又对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的殿当作买卖的地方。
John 2:15-16, when he had made it with the cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the money changers and overturned their tables. And he said to those who sold doves, take these things away, do not make my father's house the house of merchandise.
在这里我们能够看到耶稣真的生气了，是不是？
And so here we can see that Jesus is angry, is he not?
人在干犯他的圣洁。
And people are violating the sacredness of the temple.
而且这些以色列人他们霸占了这个外约。
And they were also taking over the court of the Gentiles.
本来神说我的殿要成为万民祷告的殿，不要禁止那些外邦人来到我的面前，所以圣殿的外院非常的大。
And so Jesus had said, the Lord had said, my house will be a house of prayer for all nations. And so the court of the Gentiles outside.The temple was extremely large.
但是被犹太人整个城占了，在那做买卖。
But it turned into a giant market.
而且耶稣洁净圣殿是两次，大家晓得吧？
And Jesus actually cleansed the temple twice.
哪两次呢？
What were the two times?
一个是约翰福音前有记载，刚出来传道的时候就洁净圣殿。
The first time is here in John 2 when Jesus had just started his ministry.
第二次是什么时候？
When was the second time?
耶稣三年半传道接近末尾，最后那个圣周的时候 ，Holy Week。他有进入圣殿，再一次接近圣殿。
The very end of his 3.5 years of ministry during Holy Week, he goes to the temple again and cleanses it again.
好，那还有什么地方有讲到耶稣生气吗
？What other time does it speak of Jesus being angry?
叶红弟兄很棒啊，在马可福音3:5这里有记载。
Mark 3:5 is here recorded.
那里有一个生来手枯干的人。那么耶稣呢要治疗他，而且那一天是安息日。
So there is someone there who was born with a withered hand, and Jesus wanted to heal them, but it was Sabbath.
他就问周围那些犹太人，安息日治病可不可以
？So he asked those around him, saying, "Is it okay to heal on the Sabbath?"
那些人他们不能回答。
And they all didn't dare respond.
然后我们来看圣经记载，耶稣怒目周围看他们。
And so here scripture records, and he looked around with them, at them with anger.
忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复了原。
Grieved by their hardness of heart, and he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other.
这一次又讲到耶稣生气了。
And here it reports that Jesus was angry.
第三次呢？还有一次。
There's still a third time.
这一次就跟我们刚才读的经文有关了。
And this has to do with the passage we read for this Sunday.
在马太福音19呢，这里虽然没有记载。
In Matthew chapter 19, it doesn't record it precisely.
但是如果你仔细去看马可福音10:14，记载同一件事情。
But if you look at the parallel passage in Mark chapter 4,
那里说到有人把小朋友带到耶稣面前来，让耶稣按手祝福他们。
It says that people brought children to Jesus that he might put his hands on them and bless them.
那耶稣的门徒就批评那些人，就 rebuke 他们啊，不要把你小朋友带到耶稣面前来给主捣乱。
Then the disciples rebuked them and asked them not to bring their children to Jesus.
然后我们看马可10:14记载，耶稣就恼怒。
It says here that Jesus was indignant or was asleep.
对门徒说，让小孩子到我这里来。
And said to the disciples, let the little children come to me.
不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。
And do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven.
有人有讲，在福音书当中还有其他地方，耶稣可能是在生气。
Now people will say that there are other times in the Gospels where maybe Jesus is angry.
啊，甚至主耶稣斥责那个撒旦啊，在旷野当中三次被这个诱惑的时候，都可能有在生气。
And when Jesus rebuked the devil in the wilderness as he was being tempted, perhaps he was angry then too.
但是从圣经的上下文明讲，我们知道有这三次。
But if we look in Scripture, there's three times it was explicitly stated.
那其中这个第三次，他还不是对别人，这是对自己的门徒啊。
And here, this third time, he's not even really angry at others; he's angry at his own disciples.
哦，主耶稣好有意思，他常常对自己的门徒就特别严厉，大家注意到没有？
It's interesting. Jesus is often particularly strict with his disciples.
对彼得说很严厉的话，说什么？撒旦退我后面去吧，是不是啊？
He's particularly gruff with Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan."
在那之前，刚刚还夸奖过这个彼得呢。
And he had just finished praising Peter.
那么。在这个地方主耶稣也是对门徒生气。
And this time he began angry with the disciples.
那为什么呢？因为他们在拦阻。
Why is that? Because they are blocking people.
拦阻这些小朋友们。
They are preventing these young children.
那我想请问大家，门徒他们的这个动机初衷是好的还是不好的？
So I have to ask, was the disciples' motive good?
好的，是不是？一定是好的嘛。
他
讲的主耶稣在这里做大事情。
Jesus here is doing a really big and important thing.
主耶稣是一位很重要的人物。
Jesus is very important.
主耶稣很忙很忙的。
Very very busy.
哦，那这些小朋友呢？他们什么都不懂啊。
All these little kids, they don't understand anything.
那不要来让他们给主耶稣捣乱。
Let's not let them come and make things difficult for Jesus.
啊，所以有的时候你知道，在有的教会里面，就是这个小朋友绝对不能够进这个 sanctuary 敬拜的。
And so there are many churches where the children are definitely not allowed to enter the sanctuary.
他们什么都不懂的。
They don't understand anything.
哎，尤其就像刚才我们所说的，一到教会了啊，这个然后大人到这边，小朋友到这边，然后青少年到这边啊，分得好严格。
And so it's just like you mentioned earlier. Oh, when you go into church, the adults go to one place, the young children go to one place, the youth go to another place, and these divisions are very strict.
哎，但是也有的教会就反其道而行之。
But then there are some churches that do the opposite.
每一个聚会都是所有人在一起。
And every time they worship, they bring everyone together.
小朋友也是从头做到尾。
And the children join it from beginning to end.
讲到信息听得懂听不懂，反正就在那里坐着。
And so the kids, whether they understand the details of the sermon or not, they're sitting there.
那我想我们教会还是比较合乎中道的，对不对？
And so our church is more in the middle.
我们要有一起敬拜的时间，弟兄姊妹们。
So we want that time when everyone is worshiping together.
当我们的孩子长大以后，在他的记忆当中要有我跟我爸爸妈妈坐在一起，在神的殿里面来唱诗敬拜主。
I want children as they grow up to have this memory of when they were sitting together with their parents worshiping the Lord.
知道从小就知道一起的这样一个敬拜，不单单只是在那里唱歌跳舞，总是一个儿童剧，知道是一个怎么样庄严肃穆的一个场面。
And that they might have this memory of worshiping together and understand that worship is not just singing. Young children's songs, but understand the seriousness of worship.
当然，等到讲到信息的时候，大概不必要每次都听。我们讲到婚姻关系，小朋友听也听不懂。
So it's not necessary that they necessarily hear every sermon. If we're talking about marriage relationships, perhaps that would be a little difficult for them to understand.
好的，那么门徒们他们是出于好心。
So the disciples were saying this out of good intention.
然后就批评那些人，不要把这个小孩子带到主面前来。
And telling the people, don't bring these children here.
可是我们知道，哎呀，在神的国里面啊，在神的家里面，常常出的一个问题是什么呢？
But we know that in the kingdom of God, in the family of the faith, what is a major problem that often occurs?
不是我们出于坏心然后干一件糟糕的事情。
It's not that we do something evil out of bad intention.
而是我们出于好心，结果干了一件不好的事情。
It's because with good intentions, we end up doing something bad.
有没有？
Does this not happen?
上个礼拜我们讲到这个御圣殿进耶路撒冷。
So last Sunday we talked about bringing the temple into Jerusalem.
这个御圣殿进耶路撒冷啊，它不是一次就完成的啊。一开始这个以色列人他们刚去亚比拿达家里面去运这个去运这个约柜的时候，不是运这个约柜进耶路撒冷，把这个约柜拿牛车就来运进来了。
So the first time they tried to move the ark into Jerusalem, they went to the house of Minadab and they went with a ox cart to bring the Ark of the Covenant.
你看世界的人，非利士人，他们不都是拿牛车运过呀？
I mean, if you look around the Philistines around them, they would all use an ox cart to move the Ark of the Covenant.
圣经早就明讲， no, 要用人来抬。
But the Old Testament clearly said that you had to use Levites to carry the ark.
那牛车在路上走，那时候路不像现在柏油马路，它不平。然后这个牛一时前蹄，然后这个牛车一歪，然后怎么样，这个月位要掉下来。
And so as the oxen are carrying the Ark of the Covenant along, you know, the roads aren't paved so well, and so it's bumping, and so it looks like the Ark of the Covenant is about to fall over.
有一个人叫乌撒，他是亚比拿达的儿子，伸手就是扶这个月柜。And
so Uzzah reaches out to try to stabilize the ark.
那我先请问大家，乌撒要去扶这个月柜。 是不是出于好心？
When he chose to do this to try to stabilize the ark, wasn't that not with good intentions?
我们每一位第一次读这一段的时候，你是不是都有点为乌撒有点小小的打抱不平？
So usually when you first read this passage, you feel like, wow, Uzzah was really kind of wrong.
很多人在那点头，我当时也是。
And many people agree, and I felt the same way too.
我说神啊，这子民都搞错啊。Like
Lord, did you mess up here?
乌撒用伸手去扶月柜，被击杀在那。
Uzzah reached out to stabilize the ark and he got killed.
我们很多时候，我们人本来出于好心。
There are times when we do something with good intentions.
但是我们不明白神的心意。
But we don't understand what God's purpose is.
我们办了一件坏事，我们办了一件拦阻神心意的事情。
We end up doing things that get in the way of the will of God.
在教会当中的服侍。
When we come to our service in the church.
当我们来到主面前的时候。
We come before the Lord.
特别小心的就是，我们不能够再按照自己的喜好，再按照社会的标准来行事了。
We have to be careful that we're not doing things according to our own preferences and according to social standards.
如果我们总结准确的话，我相信是准确的。耶稣基督就是三次明讲生气，其中就一次就在这里。So
if we understand at least there are three times when it explicitly says that Jesus is angry, and one of them is right here.
主耶稣是非常非常看重这件事情。为什么要拦阻这些小朋友们到我这里来？Why
would you prevent the children from coming to me?
实际上，天国就是这样的人。Those
in the kingdom of heaven are such as
these。如果我们拦阻小朋友到主的面前来，啊，好像主是我们这样，啊，你看这个穿个西装打个领带，是不是啊？一本正经的人模人样的，这样才能进天堂。
So if we prevent young children from coming to God, it's as if we're saying that you have to be dressed up in a suit and very formal before you can come to the Lord.
门徒他们不然拦阻，他们门徒之间还有争论呢。Not
only were they preventing the children from coming, but they were also disputing amongst themselves.
哎，你看他们争论就是，我们中间谁伟大嘛？
What are they disputing? They're saying which amongst us is the greatest.
我们谁是最有身份的？
Which of us has the greatest position?
最有地位的？
Which of us has the highest status?
耶稣来是做弥赛亚，是做君王的。
Jesus has come to be the Messiah, to be king.
有一天要打进耶路撒冷。
There's a time when he is going to come and fight his way into Jerusalem.
赶走这些罗马鬼子。
And drive away the evil Romans.
然后呢，我们来恢复建立这个大卫的荣耀的国度。
And then we're going to once again establish the glorious kingdom of David.
那时候耶稣坐宝座。
That time Jesus is going to sit on the throne.
十二个门徒，谁坐主耶稣左手边，谁坐主耶稣右手边，最尊贵的位置。
Now there are 12 disciples. Who's going to sit right on the left? Who's going to sit right on the right? Those that are have the most sort of prestigious position.
然后门徒就在那争了，哎，我要做国防部长，我要做外交部长。
And so they're disputing over who's going to get which cabinet position.
那在马太福音第18章第2到第4节，耶稣就来回答这些门徒了。
So in Matthew chapter 18, verses 2 to 8, or 2 to 4. He's addressing this issue.
哎，你们不是争论吗？谁要伟大？
Are you not arguing over who's going to be the greatest?
耶稣又叫了一个小孩子来。
And again, he calls a young child over.
按照马太福音的记载，正好是我们刚才读的19章前面这一章。
And so according to Matthew's chronology, this happens right chapter before chapter 19.
然后说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
And Jesus says, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
跟我们人的这个想法，社会的这个标准正好是相反。
This is really the opposite of sort of normal societal view.
在世界上都说, I'm the best.
Those of the world always say, 我是最伟大的。
我都比别人强。
I am stronger than everyone else.
他们不能做的我都能做。
What others can't do, I am able to do.
他们不知道的我都知道。
What they don't know, I do know.
他们没有钱，我能够赚很多的钱。
They don't have any money, and I'm able to make lots of money.
啊，他们没有地位，我有很大的声望。
They don't have any status, and I have great status.
耶稣说不是这样子的。
And Jesus says, no, no, no.
恰恰相反。
It's in fact the opposite.
那在这个地方呢，这个小孩子这个字啊。
And here's the term used for young child.
我先给大家简单的介绍啊，就在这个原文当中呢，像提到孩子啊，小孩子不止一个词。
And so I should introduce briefly that in the original Greek, there's more than one term for a young child.
那比较常用的呢有两个。
There's two that are frequently used.
其他的我们就先不多介绍了。
The others for the moment we won't consider.
其中有一个叫做 Paideion.
There's one Paideion.
这个 Paideion 是什么意思呢？他说是像 infant 像婴孩那样子的啊，是很小的这个小朋友。
Now, Paideion tends to refer to very young children, infants.
但有时候出于可爱的也用这个词想稍微大一点，它本来就指的是很小很小的。
And although this refers to young children and toddlers, sometimes it will be used to refer to slightly older children, almost as a cute way to refer to them.
那还有另外一个词叫做 technon.
And then there's another term used called technon.
那这个 technon 指的是什么呢？指的是孩童。
The technon refers to children or to offspring.
孩子，后裔。
So this would be children, kids, offspring, descendants.
子女。
Sons and daughters.
Yeah.那有时候就讲到我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，就可以用这个 technon。
When it says that we are the descendants of Abraham or the inheritance of Abraham, then we use technon。
好，那我请问大家，在马太福音十八章，包括我们一开始读的马太福音十九章，这个地方这个小孩子是前面那个 Paideion 还是后面这个 technon？
So here in Matthew 18 and 19, which one do you think it is? Paideion or next technon?
台电还是 Technon 是小小的啊，像一个 infant 啊，像一个 toddler 这样的，真的很小的孩子，还是也可以说后裔子女这个意思。
So is it referring to really young children, infants and toddlers, or is it referring more generally to offspring?
第一个还是第二个？第一个。
The first is 台电。
第一个。耶稣说我们要回转变得小小小小不能再小了，就是婴孩，马太婴孩，那个婴孩就是这个就是这个词，小孩子。
Jesus is saying we need to become like little children. I mean, this is the same term that's used to refer to an infant in the manger.
哎，就是这个词，完全完全的变成一个小小孩。
We need to completely become as a young child.
这个小小孩，这个排便到底是有什么特点？
So what kind of characteristics are common for young children?
他真的是很软弱，很软弱，是不是啊？
They're very weak.
在摇篮当中的孩子，什么都做不了，什么都不会。
I mean, a child in a crib, they really can't do anything. They don't know anything.
那还有呢？
What else?
也很无知啊。
They don't know anything either.
没有什么高言大志。
They don't have any higher education.
也没有什么复杂的思想。
They don't have very complex theorems.
很单纯，很单纯。
They are very pure and very simple.
就像我刚才给大家看的那个小孩子的祷告一样。
Much like the prayers that we read earlier.
我们中国人有句话叫做童言无忌。
So Chinese has an expression, like a young child doesn't take things into account.
那小孩子就想什么他就想什么。
Whatever they say, whatever they want to say, they're just going to say.
我们家老大小的时候
，When my eldest was young，
大概具体多大呢？大概就是两三岁，刚会说话，还不是那么久。
So when she was like two or three years old, she was just able to start speaking.
有一次在开车回家的路上
，One time we're driving home，
然后我就跟我女儿就开玩笑
，So I'm joking around with her.
我说我老大叫 Irene， 我说 Irene 啊，喜欢爸爸还是喜欢妈妈？
So I asked Irene, do you like Baba better, or do you like your dad better, or do you like your mom better?
然后她说喜欢妈妈。
So she responded, oh, I like mom more.
那我想这个，我平时对我女儿也挺好的哈。
Hey, okay, I'm pretty good to my daughter.
啊，我明白这个原因了。我这个小朋友很单纯，你问问题呢，你是把爸爸还是妈妈？你把妈妈放在后面。
So I'm like, oh, it's just because I said mom in second. You know, it's a young child.
你比如说你问小朋友，你说你吃面条还是吃米饭啊？米饭放后面，他听了米饭，二是米饭。
So if you ask your child, do you want noodles or rice? If you say rice second, they're going to say rice because that's what they last heard.
我说换个方法问啊，我就问他，我说哎呀，喜欢妈妈还是喜欢爸爸？
I'm like, all right, let's flip this around. Do you like your mom or do you like your dad?
他说喜欢妈妈。哎，我这心里就有点着急了哈。
So begin to be a little nervous.
我说算了，不给他这个选择，我就直接问他了。我说，哎，瑞瑞，你喜欢谁呀？
So instead, I was like, hey, let's not give her a choice. Let's just say, who do you like?
他说喜欢妈妈。
Oh, I like my mom.
啊，最后真的是急了。我说这个，哎呀，我就直接问了。艾瑞喜不喜欢爸爸
？Oh my God, you like your dad?
你猜我女儿怎么回答？喜欢妈妈。
Just wondered, I like my mom.
当然了，后来我就明白了啊，我现在一点不吃醋，妈妈更伟大。
Now I understand I'm not jealous at all. Mom is greater.
这小朋友童言无忌，他很单纯啊。
Young children are very, very pure, very straightforward.
他没有那么顾忌的。
They aren't worried about a whole lot of things.
那小朋友还有呢？小朋友也很无辜。
Children are also very innocent.
很 innocent. 你注意，那约翰福音第八章那个行淫的妇人啊，被带到耶稣面前那个细节，大家记得吧
？So the story of the adulterous woman who was brought before Jesus in John chapter 8.
你们谁是没有罪的，可以先拿石头打他。
Jesus responds, "Whoever among you is without sin, let him cast the first stone."
然后那些人是怎么样？从老到少一个一个出去了。
It's interesting that they started to walk out from oldest to youngest.
为什么从老到少
？Why from oldest to youngest?
啊，老的罪比较多，是不是
？Perhaps because the eldest had the most sin.
我们年纪越大，我们的亏欠，我们的罪就越多。
As we grow older, our sins and our failures become more and more.
当然了，还有另一方面，当我们的罪越多的时候，实际上我们就晓得我们自己亏欠越多，所以老的带头就出去了。
At the same time, as we grow older, we become more aware of our sins.
多可爱。
More likely to walk out.
我们还可以列出来许多小朋友、小小孩他们的特点。
We're able to list many other characteristics of young children.
但是这里主耶稣讲到，特别讲到还有一点。
But here Jesus specifically mentions one other aspect.
要怎么样？要谦卑。
You have to be humble.
要谦卑。所以凡自己谦卑像个小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
In verse 4, therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
小孩子没有什么可以去炫耀的东西。
There's really nothing that a young child can boast about.
他拿什么去夸口呢？
What are they going to boast of?
他是最小最小的。
They're the smallest.
他是最软弱无助的。
They're the weakest and the most without something to support them.
小孩子是最无知、最愚拙的。
They're the most easy to fool and the least knowledgeable.
这大家千万不要忘了，使徒保罗说有讲，神拣选了那软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧；拣选了那愚拙的，叫那有智慧的羞愧。
And we need to remember that Paul himself said that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and the weak things of the world to shame the things that are strong.
我们今天够谦卑吗
？Are we humble?
当我审查我自己的时候，我知道我里面很多的不谦卑。
And then when I examine myself, I find many areas where I'm not humble.
比一个小孩子还差得好远好远。
In many ways, far worse than a young child.
那我们再进一步想到我们的始祖。
If we think back to our ancestors.
当时亚当夏娃当年他们是怎么犯罪的
？How did Adam and Eve come to sin?
神本来跟他们讲得很清楚，园中各样树上的果子都可以吃，唯独那识别善恶树上的果子不能吃，吃了日子必定死。
God had clearly said to them.That you may not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
哎，夏娃看见那树上的果子，好多食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧。
So the woman saw the tree of good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, the tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate.
那吃了以后，真的就明亮了，真的就聪明了。
And her eyes truly were opened, and she truly did become smarter.
哦，那有了智慧了，也开始躲避神了。
And in that increased wisdom, she began to flee from God.
所以当讲到始祖犯罪，后来我们人就一代一代就传递这样罪。到约翰一书这里特别讲到，世界上是有三件：肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。伊甸园里面都有发生。
So all the way down to the present day and our current generation, as is reported in 1 John 2:16, that you have the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, just as there was in the Garden of Eden.
大家看是不是这样子？悦人的眼目啊，好做食物。可喜爱使人有智慧，就是这三样。
So here you have pleasant to the eyes, good for food, and desirable to make one wise. It really is the same three.
但是 亚当夏娃犯罪跌得很惨。
But Adam and Eve, after they sinned, the fall was truly disastrous for them.
骄傲啊，我们能如神一样啊。
They were seeking to be as the same as God.
耶稣基督在旷野被撒旦试探的时候，也是这三件，这我们知道的。
And when Jesus was being tempted in the wilderness by the devil, it was the same three types of temptation.
那耶稣胜过了。
Then Jesus triumphed over those temptations.
大家晓得吗？亚当夏娃是唯二。啊、不是 唯二没有经过婴孩童年期就来到世界的人。
So do you not realize that Adam and Eve, they were one of only two groups of people that did not experience、being infants?
Sorry, not two groups, but just the two people.、
Oh, okay. They were the only two who did not come into earth as infants.
他们被造的时候是成人的，还记得吧？
They were created as adults.
他们不是一造下来是一个小 baby 还要去喂奶，不是的。
They were not treated as infants that had to nurse.
用亚当的肋骨造了夏娃，造出来以后，亚当这个麻醉一结束一睁眼，他就结婚了。
So when Eve was made from the rib of Adam, as soon as Adam woke up from anesthesia, they were immediately married.
圣经从来没有明讲任何其他一个人，虽然你可能去猜这个人或者那个人，但是从来没有明讲任何一个人，除了神自己的显现之外。
So there's no one else that has any record in scripture of an event like this, except possibly how God appears in the theophany that they were created as adults. We're all born as infants.
可是亚当夏娃也是唯二曾经完全像孩童一样活在神面前的正常人。
But they were also the only two normal people who lived as infants before God.
所以为什么讲到是正常人还加个引号的正常人呢？
Why do I say the only normal people who live as little children?
这里涉及到一个救恩论的问题，明年我们的主题是令人归主，我们有机会要和大家好好的来谈一谈关乎救恩的道理。
Well, that's because of an issue in soteriology. So next year we're going to be discussing salvation and how to share the gospel with people.
今天这个世界是一个罪恶堕落的世界。
We now live in a fallen earth.
有的人虽然他已经长成一个成年的样子，
There are some who have already grown to physical adulthood.
但他的心智可能是非常非常的不成熟，有的人生来就重度的脑瘫。
So there are some though who have severe mental disabilities, but even though they're physically adults, they are not mentally adult.
像一个小小孩一样活在神的面前。
In many cases, they live before God as young children.
这是一种的特例。
This would be a special example.
那我也相信这样的人是在神的恩典底下。
And I believe that they also are under the grace of God.
那以后我们会详细再讲。
Afterwards, we'll speak about it in more detail.
但我说，所有其他的普通人、正常人，只有亚当、夏娃曾经是在园中，在神的家里面与主面对面，像一个婴孩那样的单纯，那样的活着。
But in terms of normal people, then the only individuals who would have lived as adults in perfect innocence before God would have been Adam and Eve.
后来 Paradise Lost, 失乐园。
Then afterwards, paradise was lost.
他们被赶出了乐园。
And they were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
你不是如神一样吗？你就不再能够与神面对面的相会了。
Well, they wanted to be equal to God, and said they were rendered unable to be face to face with God at all.
自己要做主了。
They themselves wanted to be God.
我什么都能干。
Wanted to be able to do anything.
所以今天，想我活在这个世界上面，我们说我们是正常人，其实我们都是不正常的人，大家晓得吧？
And so now today, as we live in this world, we say that we are normal, but in reality, we are not normal.
我们都很不正常。
We're very abnormal.
我们里面有许多的罪恶、骄傲。
There are many sins and many instances of pride in our lives.
有时候想想我们自己。
Sometimes we think about ourselves.
我信主以后回想我自己的生命。
I look back on my life after I was saved. I look back on my life before.
我不是说现在里面就没有骄傲，但是我想到以前我那个还不认识神的时候，我想想可笑，我有什么可骄傲的呢？
I don't mean that there's no pride in my life now, but when I look back on it, like, what was I proud of?
那时候更加的骄傲。
You know, much more prideful then.
觉得自己很什么都知道。
I felt like I knew everything at the time.
什么都能做。
That I could do anything.
可是何等的软弱。
But I was in reality so weak.
父神的心意是怎样的？
What is the heart of the Father?
你说在以赛亚书46章第3到第4节有段经文。
So in Isaiah chapter 46, verses 3 to 4,
这经文 给我们中间的很多的长辈，包括我们在网线上和我们一起敬拜的长辈们，我相信应该给我们一些的鼓励。
This passage gives a great deal of encouragement for many of the older individuals, including some who are worshiping with us online.
谁说你们自从生下就蒙我宝宝？
It says that ever since I carried you from the womb.
自从出胎便蒙我怀揣。
I've upheld you from birth.
直到你们年老，我仍这样。
Even to old age, I am he.
直到你们发白，头发都白了，我仍怀揣。
Even to gray hairs, I will carry you.
我已造作，也必宝宝。我必宝宝，也必拯救。
I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you.
神怀揣，神怀抱我们。
As God is holding us.
能够想象吗？
Are you able to think of?
满脸皱纹。
And we're covered with wrinkles.
头发花白。
And our hair has turned white.
但像我这样不但花白，而且没有几根了。
Well, like me, it's not yet white, but there aren't any left.
然后拄着一个拐杖。
And we have a cane.
或者我们坐在轮椅上。
Or perhaps we're in a wheelchair.
然后来到神的面前，神说：“我的 baby， 我就把我抱起来了。”
And we come before God, and God says, "Oh, my baby," and picks us up.
神一直这样的抱着我们。
God always holds us in this way.
神说：“你不管你多大。”
Doesn't matter how old you are.
不管你多老。
Doesn't matter how big you are.
不管我们在这世上有多大的成就。
Doesn't matter how successful we are.
有多少的财富。
Or how rich we are.
有多少人生的经验。
Or how much experience of life we have.
多少可以去。炫耀的东西。
How many things you could boast of?
所以说你到我面前来就是个 baby.
God says before me you're just a baby.
我抱着你。
And so I hold you.
小姐喜欢吗？
Do we like this?
你说哎呦 no.
You're like no.
我不要你抱着我。
No, I'd rather you not hold us.
错了。
What a mistake.
让我们回到主的面前来。
Let us come before the Lord again.
就像一个单纯的小孩子那样。
This is an innocent young child.
就放胆无惧，笃心不移地扑到他的怀里面。
And without fear, without reservation, to run to him.
说主啊。
Say, Lord.
我真的就是一个胎爹，一个小 baby.
Lord, truly I am just a 胎爹 a young child.
求主怜悯我。
Lord, may you have mercy on me.
求主帮助我。
May you help me.
你晓得，耶稣基督来到这个世间。
Even Lord Jesus, when he came to earth.
实际上他不需要是成为一个婴孩。
He didn't have to become an infant.
他真的是有理由。
He had good reason.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
你想其他宗教的教主来到世间，都要来去隐藏自己这个软弱的那一面啊，这个落魄的时候的那一面。
So other leaders of religions and movements, they always try to hide their weaknesses.
然后彰显自己的强大。
And they want to show how great and strong they are.
那耶稣基督来到世间啊。
But Jesus, when he came to earth,
亚当夏娃来的时候都是成年人哦。
Even Adam and Eve, when they came as adults.
那耶稣来的时候当然更可以直接的穿着一身盔甲就来嘛。
So Jesus could definitely then come as a powerful adult.
骑在白马上，宣告胜利的一个统帅的形象就来了。
He could ride in on a white horse with a helmet on.
没有。
But he did not.
耶稣基督为我们做了这样一个榜样。
Jesus came to be such an example for us.
不将自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
They did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men.
就人的样式，就自己卑微。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself.
每次看到那个马槽婴孩，我们现在过圣诞节。
Every time we see an infant in the manger as we're going through Christmas.
请姊妹要想到。
Let us remember.
那是一个完全。舍己的一个榜样。
That is an example of complete sacrifice.
一切都舍了。
Everything was given up.
我们再说耶稣基督的十字架路，不是单单只从比拉多的府上到各个他的楼梯。
It's worth remembering that the path to the cross was not just from the judgment seat of Pilate up to the cross.
耶稣基督的十字架路是从降世为人，成为一个 baby 开始。
The path to the cross started with his incarnation as a baby.
今天你想要蒙福吗？
You wish to be blessed?
想要真正做神的儿女。
You wish to be God's child?
成为天国的子民吗？
To become a child of the kingdom of heaven.
在这个圣诞的时候。
Here in this time of Christmas.
借这个马槽婴孩的形象，我们自己来回想。
Through the image of an infant in the manger, let us remember.
我们一起来醒察。
Let us examine ourselves.
我们有多少像一个小孩子？
In what areas are we like children?
效法基督
and following the example of Christ.
谦卑的谦卑。
That we are being humble before him.
不断的祈求神的怜悯。
That we do not cease to ask for the mercy of the Lord.
这是蒙福的道路。
This is the path of blessing.
因为天国正是这样的人。
Because the kingdom of heaven is composed of such as these.
一起做祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣感谢你
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你来到世间没有彰显你自己的强壮
When you came to earth, you did not display your strength.
彰显你无穷的智慧
You did not display your infinite wisdom.
彰显你大能的荣耀
You did not display your all-powerful glory.
就是连一句话都说不出来的一个柔弱的婴孩
He said he came as an infant, he could not even speak.
把天上的荣华为我们舍了
Setting aside the glories of heaven for us.
把天上的宝座为我们舍了
Setting aside the throne in heaven for us
本来是众天使向你敬拜
Wanting all the angels used to worship
万王之王万主之主
The King of kings and Lord of lords
你来到世间在那个马槽的里面
But you came to earth in a manger
你说不要禁止小孩子到你的面前来
And Lord you say do not keep the children from coming to me
因为在天国正是这样的
Because the kingdom of heaven is composed of such seed
主我们省察自己我们还差得太远
Lord when we examine ourselves we still fall so short
主求主你把你每一个儿女揽在你的怀抱当中
Lord may you hold each of us as a child
来提醒我们
And remind us
我们是何等的软弱
Of how weak we are
何等的有限
How limited we are
何等的愚拙
How foolish we are
主求主怜悯
Lord may you have mercy on us
我们常常用自己的方法做神的事情。
So often we use our own techniques to do the work of God.
常常用自己的判断代替神的判断。
We use our own discernment to take the place of the discernment of God.
常常跟随着世界的标准。
So often we use the standards of the world.
我们却觉得神的标准也太愚拙了。
We feel that the standards of God are too foolish for us.
求主借着这一次的圣诞的信息，让我们能够被更深的翻转。
Lord, may we be more deeply transformed by the message of this year's Christmas.
更像一个小孩子。
That we may be more as little children.
有基督的样式。
In the image of Christ.
从耶稣名求。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.